rural communities in western Pennsylvania face some of the highest rates of food insecurity in the state, among them Fayette County, not too far south of Pittsburgh. While federal programs provide the greatest opportunity for help, 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports on barriers to accessing them and how food pantries step in with immediate assistance.
Once a month at the Mountain Fellowship Center in the small town of Markleysburg, volunteers distribute food in a large, bright gym.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm all right. I see you're all right, too.
Oh,
sure. Have to be.
It's one of 49 food banks operated by the Fayette County Community Action Agency.
So over there, they're getting their green beans, beef stew, mixed vegetables, potatoes, and spaghetti sauce.
Organizer Laura Thresher is overseeing the sorting of mostly canned and non-perishable items, along with bread and some limited produce. More durable starches, less leafy greens. Some people drive up to 20 minutes to get here, some carpool. With mostly elderly recipients, lots of boxes are packaged up so friends and family can deliver them. Thresher says in this community, people take care of each other. Most of the volunteers also receive food boxes themselves, like 66-year-old Jeanette Frazee.
Really helps because I'm on fixed income, I'm on Social Security, and so just getting, you know, canned goods, whatever, really helps on the food bill.
Some get government assistance like SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, often called food stamps. Some don't get it. So for this population, it's all about being thrifty.
We do coupons, we watch sales.
We watch the sales. My son takes me wherever the best sales are.
I do coupons, major coupons.
Well, I usually go Shop and Save or wherever there's a sale.
That was Frazee, Renee Wingrove, Sarah Beth Ankrum, and Robert Van Sickle. Van Sickle gets about $80 a month in federal food assistance.
Yeah, I'm better off than most. Well, you learn to deal with what you have and be grateful you got it. Too many people overexpect.
While that proud demeanor is common, it's not necessarily such a rosy picture in Fayette County, where 16% of residents and 27% of children at times lack access to enough food for a healthy life. That's according to Keely Forrestal from the Action Agency. She says around here, there's a real pick yourself up by the bootstraps kind of attitude.
If you want to work hard and get yourself into a better place in life, that's all on you. It has nothing to do with our society. It has nothing to do with, you know, any social structures that have been put in place. It's all on you.
In Fayette County, the poverty rate is nearly 18%, about 5 percentage points higher than the statewide number, according to the U.S. Census. The unemployment rate is higher, too. But Forrestal says specifically with the aging population, there's a stigma surrounding government assistance, which has more to offer and can be more reliable than community-based programs like food banks.
People are afraid that they're going to receive liens on their homes. There's still this old-fashioned understanding of what it's like to get the government involved in your life. There's fear.
In Fayette County, nearly 16,000 families are eligible for SNAP. But only 10,000 actually take advantage of it. Why is that? Forrestal says the reasons extend far beyond stigma. Let's say there's a family. They learn about the program, they're eligible, and interested. They still have to apply.
We help individuals fill out applications. We try to help people get the documentation that they need. Sometimes there's an overwhelming amount of documentation that they have to provide.
They need things like a Social Security card, driver's license, and bank statements. Some of those things cost money. And what if you need to take time off work to gather that documentation? What if it means you need additional childcare? For people living day to day, Forrestal says it's often not feasible.
That takes time, and they're going to use their time to figure out how to feed their children instead.
And sometimes, after all that, they're only eligible for a small amount that's not enough to fully cover their needs. If they are approved, they still have to find transportation to the store, which can be a huge barrier in a rural community with little public transit. Even then, there are only a few options for groceries in Markleysburg, and once they get there, the food selection is slim. The nearest store is 2 miles away, down Route 40, the GW Superette, a small brick building with dim fluorescent lighting. Mother and daughter Amber Thomas and Tracy Dressler say this is usually where they shop.
This is pretty much the only place up here that you can get actually meat, but it's really, really expensive.
They're waiting on some fresh ground hamburger, a splurge for Sloppy Joe's, which Thomas's four kids have been craving. In her cart are milk, popsicles, and hamburger buns. For their non-perishable stuff, they go to Family Dollar. They also have to feed her husband and Dressler's boyfriend. The eight live together solely on Dressler's fixed income. They get a good amount of SNAP benefits because of the kids, but say that doesn't go far.
I have twin three-year-olds, and they eat all day. It's like all day long. If we don't go grocery shopping in Uniontown and we have to buy things around here, like every day, or come here and buy stuff for
it,
like,
doesn't last
it doesn't last at all month.
The family tries to go to the cheaper stores in Uniontown, about 20 minutes away. But without a car and often without a ride, it's been 3 months since they made the trip. Others in Markleysburg say it's not worth the gas to drive down the mountain and shop somewhere else. Keely Forrestal says for families in rural communities, the challenges continue beyond accessing food. Even if fresh and nutritious items are available at the store, farmer's market, or food pantry, some people don't have the electricity or tools to cook them. So they'll do things like forego a Thanksgiving turkey and opt for something canned and easy to prepare.
I think that a lot of people don't realize the situation and the level of poverty that a lot of people are living in. It is extreme. And I think because we don't see it with our own eyes, you know, we often, you know, prefer to think that it doesn't exist.
She says her organization and the residents of Fayette County can't do everything to solve the problem, so they do what they can.
I mean, what does our community need? We need a working economy, right? But, you know, we're able to feed some people.
Forrestal says one of the reasons that's possible is because of this community's greatest strength. Its ability to network, lend a hand, and support one another. I'm Virginia Alvino-Young, 90.5 WESA News.